This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Got the San Diego State Aztecs at Viejas Arena tonight. Not a real game. It's their annual exhibition game. They'll be taking on Cal State San Marcos. I was reading in the UT this morning, their new assistant coach, Ryan Battitelli, used to be a Kobe's trainer, was at UC Irvine, was at practice the other day and going, how many people come to an exhibition game? It's not a real game. Like a couple of hundred? And they're like, no, I mean, Viejas Arena will be pretty full. It might not be sold out, but it'll be like
80% capacity.
There'll be like 9,000-10,000 fans. He goes, for an exhibition game. He goes, yeah.
Yeah, they like people love their Aztecs.
People
here.
Love the Aztecs. They're excited about the start of another season. Officially, first game is next Wednesday. We will see a lot of new players tonight for the first time, including, you know, Magoon Gwath, who should be in the starting lineup. Nick Boyd is out of his boot, and I think he's going to see some action. The transfer from Florida Atlantic, remember the Aztecs faced them in the national semifinals in the Final Four a couple of years ago. He transferred in and is going to be a senior on that team. The one guy they won't have, obviously, is Reese Waters, who is out again for the next couple of months with a stress fracture. So they're going to have to get by without one of their returning players and key guys, at least for the non-conference portion of their season. But college basketball is underway tonight, at least unofficially, at Viejas Arena as the Aztecs take on Cal State San Marcos in their annual exhibition game.
Can I bet on that? Or?
Probably not. Usually the odds makers will frown on bets, not knowing like who's going to play, and you know, bench warmers will get a lot of time, so it's hard to set lines.
You want to bet on it? Me v you?
Well, I guess if I get like San Diego State straight up, I'm feeling pretty good about that bet tonight.
No, I'm not going to give it.
Cal State San Marcos is a good Division II team.
Yeah.
They are.
What would you guess the line would be?
Lines maker, odds maker.
27.5.
Holy crap, that much.
Yeah, it's a Division II team against San Diego State. I mean,
yeah, but they're working on stuff. They're figuring out rotations.
But I mean, Cal State San Marcos might also be working on stuff as well. It's an exhibition game for them.
I'll take the 27.5.
Game's not even listed on ESPN. No. It's a scrimmage.
It's a scrimmage. It's not a real game.
All right, we'll update you tomorrow. Okay. 27.5.
That's what I'm throwing out there. 27.5.
I got Cal State San Marcos.
I'll take the 27.5 points.
All right, you're taking the points.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
It's a lot of points. $10.
I am giving 27.5.
You are.
All right.
It was your line. You said it.
I did. That's fair.
Jimmy the Greek.
I'm just hoping. I just feel like if it's a 27 or 28 point game, I feel really good about my line.
Well, you're a genius.
That's all I really care about.
I know. I want the $10.
But fine.
Only thing that matters is only green money.
For me, the action is the juice. All right. So let's go.
Yeah. I actually do think, you know, San Marcos is going to give them a game in terms of like the start. They'll play hard because, you know, you don't get to play at Viejas Arena against a team like that. I would imagine like the last 10 minutes, though, I bet the Aztecs bench warmers are going to be way better than a Division II team's bench warmer. So it might be like a 10 or 12 point game that all of a sudden turns into a 30 point game at the end.
We'll see. It's $10.
All right, Paulie, if you would,
take it away.
And get things started here with our today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy?
All right. Gentlemen, we'll start in the NFL. We were talking a little bit of Colts football earlier, and don't do this, but I wanted to focus on the news from yesterday. We didn't really talk too much about the quarterback swap that the Colts are making. They're benching Anthony Richardson for Joe Flacco. I was today years old to find out that Joe Flacco was still on the Colts.
You or me?
You go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I don't remember us talking about
you
Flacco.
You go ahead.
Yeah, we did. We talked about it.
I remember the story. We talked about the
audio.
No,
we talked about Flacco.
We didn't. Don't do this.
All right.
I did it. I did an update. It's all right.
It's fine.
You're busy. Paulie's busy.
You don't really. You know, Joe Flacco actually had a decent year last year. Remember, Anthony Richardson was out for the season and had a really good season.
Joe Flacco.
He was like I don't know if he was the comeback player of the year or was one of the candidates for comeback player of the year.
I did it as an update on the. You played the audio, remember?
Exactly. I just don't remember the Flacco part of that conversation.
Yeah, I did the Flacco.
We were focusing on.
The story was the update.
The story was the update.
We did the actual
Anthony Richardson.
Anthony Richardson story yesterday.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Paulie does so much. You know what?
I've always liked Joe Flacco. I have always liked him.
I'm looking at his resume. I mean, he's a very good quarterback.
Super Bowl winner.
It's crazy how you go. He was 11 seasons with the Ravens from 2008. So he's in what? Year 16 now?
Yeah.
2008 to 2018. He's with one team. The guy. And then the bounce around as a quarterback.
Cleveland.
He went to Denver in 2019.
That was horrible.
The Jets in 2020.
Horrible.
The Eagles in 2021.
Horrible.
Back to the Jets.
Horrible.
Then the Browns in 2023. Horrible. And then this year he signed on.
He was good last year.
Yeah, yeah, he was pretty good.
The Browns. Yeah.
I mean, you look at his resume. Super Bowl champ, Super Bowl MVP, comeback player of the year.
Yeah.
These are our Colts. This is our team. We love them. Thanks for reminding me of that, Dominic. I'd forgotten about that song. This is our Colts. This is our team.
This is our Colts.
All right. We will keep it here in the NFL. So every year, the last couple of years, the NFL has done a collaboration, I guess, with Nickelodeon. It's usually CBS and Nickelodeon. I think it's Viacom is the parent company there that owns both networks. And they're showing the alternate feed, usually playoff games. And they did the Super Bowl last year where you get the Nickelodeon style, you know, geared for kids.
Sure.
You got SpongeBob and Patrick, the slime when you get in the end zone. And I remember having a lot of questions like, how is that going to look? They've done a very good job with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for me. It's not supposed to be for me. But the idea of getting kids involved, watching, you got kids sideline reporters, the slime, like it visually looks really good. They just announced this week that there's going to be another dual broadcast similar to that, except it's going to be with Disney Plus, who owns The Simpsons.
Okay.
And it's going to be a Simpsons style NFL broadcast. And I thought, who's that marketing towards?
Him.
Because the Simpsons are
right here, this guy.
Why are you pointing at me?
Simpsons are very different from SpongeBob.
I haven't watched a Simpsons episode in 20 plus years.
You don't have to lie to me, buddy.
I did like the Simpsons a lot for many years.
Yeah.
Very creative and clever.
A lot of people love the Simpsons. Lots of people.
Did you ever watch the Simpsons?
Never. I don't like cartoons. You know that.
I know you didn't. But what about the one of the greatest episodes of all time? Homer at the Bat. Do you know that one?
Weren't there big leaguers in it?
Yeah. So they're playing in his nuclear power plant softball league final, but the owner wants to win. So he hires Wade Boggs, Roger Clemens, Don Mattingly, Mike Socia, Daryl Strawberry, Ken Griffey Jr., Jose Canseco. Steve Sachs, Ozzie Smith.
There are 35 seasons of The Simpsons.
I know.
Oh, yeah. It's long, like one of the longest running or the longest running television show.
Maria just said I'm on season 9 of 35.
Wow. I guess my only thing is clearly with the SpongeBob broadcast on Nickelodeon, you're gearing that towards children.
Yeah.
I feel like the age that they're gearing a Simpsons broadcast would just want to watch the normal broadcast.
I feel like though if there's such a part of pop culture and culture, I feel like the Simpsons lovers, like they're already in the chat saying, oh dude, I am all in on this. I'm trying to think what would be a good alternative broadcast for me.
The Sopranos.
Sopranos, just big pussy calling games. I've mentioned this before, but
my 10 News colleague Steve Smith, his mother-in-law is Julie Kavner, who's the voice of Marge Simpson.
That's crazy.
And
his mother-in-law.
Yeah, apparently it's a it's been a good gig to have for, 30-plus years. Going to the studio, record a few lines in that voice, just let the checks roll in, just constantly.
It's going to be Simpsons Fun Day Football, live on ESPN Plus and Disney Plus, if you have either of those streaming services. And this is the Bengals-Cowboys game on December 9th for the Simpsons-themed alternative broadcast.
NFL needs to do something. Because did you see the news just a few moments ago? They lost on Monday night.
They did. I saw the World Series.
Dodgers-Yankees, 13.6 million viewers. Giants-Steelers, 13.4. Baseball is back,
baby. Is back. We are America's pastime. Like
full
we never
panic. Roger Goodell is in full panic mode.
Question. Is Roger Goodell in the hot seat now? Honestly, you're like, did we just lose to baseball? We did. We lost to baseball.
Now, it took a World Series game featuring the two biggest markets and the two most well-known teams against
what
a fair...
Again? How close was it?
200,000. 13.6 million to 13.4 million. And a fairly mediocre Monday Night Football matchup.
They got both of your numbers. They didn't get mine. I didn't even put the game on.
Baseball won it, baby, on Monday night.
With a New York team playing on Monday Night Football.
Yes, yes.
How crazy would it be if it was like Giants-Rams?
That might have hurt the audience in football. Like a lot of the people who obviously would have been watching Giants switched to have to watch the Yankees game that night.
All right, then finally wrapping it up here with a little music. We've talked about music festivals in this segment before, and there's a returning festival to the Tempe, Arizona area in spring training. Now, we've talked about this festival in the past, the Extra Innings Festival.
Yeah.
They do it as like a spring training kickoff music fest, and the lineups were just announced. There's two weekends back-to-back in February, and I think the first weekend in March, maybe, or the last two weekends in February. And the lineup looks incredible.
It's maybe the best that they've done.
And I think, gentlemen, we need to, like, maybe
schedule our
spring training trip around one of these weekends.
We're not paying for that.
February 21st and 22nd, the headliners on Friday night include Fall Out Boy, Incubus, The Black Keys, Slightly Stupid, The All-American Rejects. Saturday night, you got The Killers, Beck, Gary Clark Jr., Jax Mannequin, Boys to Men. This is the one. This is the festival that has like all the a lot of former baseball players and analysts roaming around. Jake Peavy plays on stage.
That's so sick.
The following weekend, the 28th and March 1st in Tempe, it's like Coachella or whatever. You know, back to back.
Yeah, back to back weekends.
Friday night, the Lumineers. Yeah. I'm good. Yeah, Megan Maroney, the Red Clay Strays, OAR. Good on that one.
Yeah.
Saturday, Casey Musgraves, love her. Kings of Leon, incredible. Nice, yeah. Maren Morris, Grace Potter.
Love Grace Potter.
And then the same the legends. Mix of MLB players.
Andre Dawson, Javi Lopez, Brady Anderson, Jake Peavy, Derek Lee, Mike Hargrove.
The former manager of the Cleveland.
Coco Crisp and Eric Burns.
Do they all play instruments?
I'm wondering.
It's called Off the Mound featuring Ryan Dempster.
With appearances by...
So I don't know if that's like a panel.
I think it's a band.
Peavy's on both weekends.
Of course he is.
The first weekend, Jessica Mendoza, Vince Coleman, Evan Longoria, Jim Abbott, Jake Peavy, Brett Butler, Chili Davis, and Junior Spivey. I'd forgotten about Junior Spivey. These are good. This is a good lineup.
That's a great idea.
It is.
You know, if you've ever made the trip out to anywhere in Arizona for spring training, I mean, February and March, like, that's what those cities and the sub-cities or whatever, that's what they live for, is the tourism that comes for spring training. I love the idea of a big kickoff concert, and we've looked at it, the lineups in the past. I don't remember being this good.
I just want to see Ben, after like six beers, vibing out to Boys to Men, though, on Saturday night.
I may love you.
You know, you like them?
Of the bands that you listed, they're definitely near the top.
The top. Have you ever heard of any of the other bands?
I like the Black Keys.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that it? I need to see the Killers.
There's a couple of Lumineer songs I enjoy.
Surprise.
All right, we're going to go that first weekend.
Yeah, 100%. Hey! Ho!
It's very clever. The first weekend's called Innings. And the second weekend is called Extra.
Innings Fest and Extra Innings Fest.
Brilliant. I thought you were going to say Eater. Innings Eater.
No. Innings.
Brent Honeywell.
Extra Festival.
Innings Eater.
I know Adam's over at his desk listening. We've already applied for
credentials
and tickets for that festival. So
not just going to call Jake to see if we can get behind the scenes passes.
No. And if not, we'll buy them.
I'm not buying
them. Adam's actually he's the editor of the station.
Is he?
And so he's going to get the approval. If we are selected.
Oh, you had to put his name in.
So hold on. Listen.
He has to say, yes, these are my guys. They're going out there for work.
Ben Higgins wants us to text Jake Peavy to see if he can get not one, not two, but three passes to the Innings Festival.
One is fine.
For who?
Me.
No.
You guys can pay for
it
if you want. I just don't want to pay for it.
All right. Well,
he's going to harass
him. It's not enough interest to me to pay for
it.
We're
going to see Jake a month before
a credential.
We'll see Jake at fantasy camp. I dare you to ask him to his face if he can get you or us in. I dare you
to ask him. See, the consequences to me are minimal. If I don't go, I don't go.
That's true.
I don't really care that much.
He doesn't really want. He's being dragged there against his will.
I'm happy to be dragged there against my will for free.
For free.
I just don't want to be dragged there against my will to then pay for tickets.
You are the cheapest.
Yeah.
The cheapest SOB.
Unbelievable.
What'd you pay for those Aztecs tickets? What are they going for these days?
Oh, man. Face value?
Yeah.
No idea. No idea. I wasn't the only media member up there in the stands. I will say that. Sitting next to Troy Hirsch.
Were they working?
Up in the stands. No, he was not. He's a Wazoo alum, too.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. So. We were up in the media section.
Cousin Hader says dozens of dollars. No, I think that's been the problem. I think that a lot of people feel like they're getting...
Probably have more people there.
Probably have more people if it was dozens of dollars.
I think that is part of the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we come back...
Dozens.
Apparently Woods has something in common with Aaron Rodgers that I found out.
More than you'd probably like to know.
Really?
To be honest.
Interesting. Yeah. All right, we'll come back after traffic with more Ben and Woods on San Diego's.
We also have another massive shout out to her family that happened yesterday that we have to get to.
On
you know who I'm talking about?
I do.
Oh, one of my first loves.
Really?
Yeah.
From the Mel Brooks movie,
Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's coming up next on 97.3 The Fan. Yeah, sad loss in the entertainment world yesterday, Woods.
Yeah, this one got me, man. One of my first crushes of all time, I think. My dad, when I was a young man, maybe 10 or 11, sat me down and put on the movie Young Frankenstein. And it's maybe to this day the only black and white movie that I enjoy. To this day. It's maybe the only black and white movie I will watch.
Get on board with that.
Is Young Frankenstein. And I sat there with him and watched it, and he howled, and his howling made me howl. And then I started watching it, you know, over the years and really getting the subtle brilliance of it. And Gene Wilder, obviously, was just incredible in it. But it was his co-star, Terry Garr, that really lured me in for more than one the reason that she was absolutely stunningly beautiful. She was really, really funny. And Mr. Mom was another one that came out when I was a kid. And she was so brilliant. In the movie Mr. Mom. Brilliant. Like the brilliant.
I was going to say Mr. Mom was one of my Michael Keaton.
Yes, yeah. Michael Keaton. And he's got to stay home and watch the kids. And she, you know, the roles reverse and goes out and has to earn a living. And she's got the creepy boss sniffing around her the whole time. And it's just a brilliant film. And I don't know that you could make that movie these days. It would be different, you know. But she was so, so good in that. And really... I was thinking about it yesterday. I've never seen her in something that I was like, eh. Every time she was on the screen, she was great. She passed away yesterday, the age of 79, and really bummed me out, man, because I really, really loved her a lot. She was like, that was like my Farrah Fawcett, you know, when I was a kid. Terry Garr in Young Frankenstein was it for me.
She had a good kind of girl next door.
Oh, big time.
As well.
Yeah, big time.
Which is good. So, Polly, if you would.
This is BBC News. We're interrupting our schedules for the following announcement. Buckingham Palace has announced the death of Her Majesty...
I was like, how he says schedules.
Schedules.
Like Brett Boone said, maturing.
I forgot she was in Dumb and Dumber, too. She was the the mom of Lauren Holly's like stepmom. Yeah, she was great, dude.
Wow.
She was great.
All right, I've got a mini rant here before the bottom of the hour.
Mini rant.
A little mini Ben rant.
Okay.
Because I oftentimes, I guess if you're on social media, you can't avoid it, but you are inundated nowadays with self-help regimens, things that you can be taking, vitamins, supplements, you know, just different elixirs and potions to reverse the effects of time, battle, aging, whatever it is. And they try to make you feel like if you're not taking all of these things, you're falling behind everybody else. You're missing out. But if you try to take everything, you just spend all day just eating vitamins,
creatine
and
gummies,
different powders and shakes, and just There's no way that all of these things. If I always trust, if something really was a magic bullet, like there was really something that could make everybody healthy, if they just took one pill a day, and you know what? Most of your health problems would go away. We'd all know about it. We'd already be taking it. So I always feel like, for the most part, I'm sure there are some things that are helpful to certain people, but there's no magic panacea for everybody.
Great word.
And
I saw the other day, though, quickly, on Instagram, somebody made an Instagram meme, and it was a guy sitting in a shower, and he's all wet. And he said, I've taken 4,700 cold showers, and I'm still not an effing billionaire. Because it's every single thing you see on Instagram is like, so I wake up in the morning, I do 45 minutes of breathing, I do a cold plunge for an hour and a half, I get out, I run, then I do another cold plunge. It's like, bro, some of us have to go to work. Like, we have a job. We can't just sit in a cold shower all day and expect to be a billionaire. It laid me out. As I'm a fan of cold plunge.
And it seems like the king of the homeopathic remedies, the mantras, the different retreats, is always Aaron Rodgers.
100%.
It's always, whether it's the ayahuasca, the darkness, everything that Aaron Rodgers talks about then becomes a thing.
Yes, and it's a bit.
We had a new thing yesterday, and it just happens to also be a thing that Woods has been doing as well. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers says he believes he has discovered, quote, a little fountain of youth. And it's pretty simple. He is simply taking cayenne pepper and water as part of his rehab regimen, his new elixir, which has apparently several health benefits, including pain relief, according to various medical journals. I'm taking care of myself nonstop, gets his normal treatments, but he's adding a little cayenne pepper to his water.
Spice it up a little bit.
Now, you've been taking cayenne pepper for a while. How long have you taken cayenne pepper for?
Oh, I'd say about a year. About a year. It just comes in a pill. It's cool cayenne. But mine lately, as I've mentioned last week, and it happened to me again last night, it's been bubbling up on me a little bit. And I woke up three times last night trying to chug water because it feels like I take, you know, probably 10 vitamins, right, before I go to bed. It feels like that one sticks right at the top of my throat and melts slowly cayenne pepper all over my throat. And then it mixes with the fish oil. And I told you, I get blackened fish taste. At 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm laying there going, brr, brr, and it's not the best combo. So I don't really know what to do. I'm thinking about banging it all together.
Do you feel like any or all of these things that you're taking are helping your life?
0%.
So they're hurting your life.
Not hurting me, but I don't see the benefits.
Certainly the expense of buying them all, the time, whatever that you're putting in, the feeling of bubbling up that you don't have to have.
That's a fairly new phenomenon over the last couple of weeks. I was keeping it down, no problem, for a year.
For me personally, if a doctor says, hey, you should be taking
vitamin E.
I take a vitamin D3.
I'm more Aaron Rodgers-ish than you think.
I'm not looking on the internet for someone else's magic elixir
I'm not looking.
Swear by this. It's helping them.
What happens is Instagram ads get me and I read it and I watch the ad and I'm like, well, that guy's pretty yoked. He looks to be in pretty good shape. I'll try this new compound.
He ate nothing but red meat, and I am now, in perfect shape.
Those ads will get me. I'm a sucker. I get it. I'm a rube when it comes to that. I'm always looking for the quick fix. I totally understand. I do want to feel better. I do want to live longer. I want to be healthier. I take probably your wife takes some of the stuff I take. Magnesium. Mm-hmm. Supposed to calm
me
down.
What's that supposed to do? Calm you down.
Yeah. I saw one recently.
Such a calm person.
Yes,
it must 100%. Be all the magnesium.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So much magnesium. See it coming out of my pores. I saw one the other day, Paulie, that got me, and I wonder if Megan has tried this. Somebody's like, yeah, you know what? I was really stressed out. Then I started rubbing magnesium oil on my feet before bed. got me. I did end up ordering recently, about a month ago, I ordered some creatine gummies because I like creatine for weightlifting and stuff and for muscle building. But I was mixing it in my grape juice, drinking just a little shot of grape juice. This is easier. I just take gummies, I eat them, and they're pretty good. They taste pretty good, and I feel good.
Go, I'll eat a Flintstones vitamin all day. Those are delicious, but I don't think they actually convey any health benefits. So we've got one segment left. I don't know if anyone wants to throw it into the chat or even give us a call. What's the weirdest health regimen that you swear by? Like, what do you think actually is helping you that everyone else doesn't know about? Or you think, like, this is your secret to longevity, a better sex life, whatever it is. Everyone takes pills for a reason, right? What's the pill? What's the magic cure? Cayenne and water?
Years ago, somebody suggested, what's it, you need to do oil pulling. And I was like, all right,
oil pulling.
Take coconut oil, you put it in your mouth, and you swish it around, but you have to keep it in there for like 30 minutes. So you're walking around.
Why?
And it pulls, allegedly, the toxins out of your...
How?
I don't know. Tim says his Doritos, but I doubt they're helping. Now, that's one I could get on board with.
How did you gain all the weight?
Doritos. Yeah, Doritos.
We'll come back.
Daily Doritos. Doritos. Delicious.
We also got to play this Alex Rodriguez audio.
Oh, there's Adam Klug came in and said, I can't believe you guys haven't talked about this. And I said, I've never heard of this. This is unbelievable. We're going to play you some straight-up hackery and thievery from one Alex Rodriguez.
Coming up next, and a little look ahead to Game 5 of the World Series, which is going to happen tonight. Next with Bennett Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
We're not getting any really helpful suggestions, Benjamin.
Fine, we have a fairly intelligent audience.
Dub says taking a handful of vitamins before bed is why you cannot sleep. I can't sleep, Dub, because I'm an anxiety-ridden mess. That's why I can't sleep.
Ed says tea, which I'm sure is great. I drink tea, but I don't drink it like a regimen. I drink tea when I feel like having a cup of tea.
A cup of, yeah.
But I don't feel like I have to have tea every single day to keep my health in order.
Saw a video recently of a guy that went to Mexico, and he said that he learned a trick from one of the natives there that had some really severe stomach issues, digestion and whatnot. And this guy started taking a shot of mezcal every single morning. Right when he woke up, it was one shot. He swished it around in his mouth, killed the bacteria, whatever, swallowed it, kills the bacteria in his stomach. But I thought to myself, bro, you could promise me I'd live an extra 10 years. I don't know that I could get a shot of mezcal down at 4:30 a.m. Like, I wake up, go pour a shot of mezcal, and take it to the dome, and then be like, all right, let's...
It's a strong flavor for that early in the morning. Smoky.
Yes.
It's like the tequila version of scotch.
Now, put it in a pill, fine. I will try that. But I don't think I could get it down every morning at 4:30 in the morning.
Can't even imagine swishing around any sort of hard alcohol.
Any sort of hard liquor, swishing
around. Then
again,
mouthwash is pretty much usually hard alcohol.
Maybe peppermint schnapps I could.
In your mouth.
It tastes like Listerine. So you
Fireball.
You don't do any of this. No, you have no...
I have no regimens.
No regimens.
Maybe. Yeah. I have a couple pills I take.
Yeah, but just for
doctor,
blood pressure and whatnot.
No, I don't take any... I don't have any, like, health regimen. I mean, I've been trying to eat better, obviously, since the weight loss and bestiefatloss.com. But, ultimately, calories in, calories out, and you're going to, it's always good to be healthy. I just don't think there's a magic way to be healthier based on one particular pill or supplement or spice that you should be taking or drinking in your coffee or your...
It is funny, though, if Aaron Rodgers...
Sometimes they butter in their coffee.
I've heard that. Yeah. I do MCT oil or powder in my coffee, and it's really a nice jolt.
What is it supposed to do?
It gives you a lot of focus.
MCT.
And energy. Yeah, I get it from a local company, Bubs. Our beloved Heather Lake, her family runs
Not the
Bubs.
One at the ballpark.
Not the one at the ballpark. Okay. That's Tater Tots. That's different. If you want to do Tater Tots
I'll do
for
that
breakfast.
Yeah, that's not a bad regimen.
Yeah, wings.
I don't know how good you're going to feel, but it's going to taste good.
Cold beer. Yeah.
Cold beer, wings, and tots is the different Bubs. But they do this MCT powder. I put it in my coffee. Polly does too. And it gives you like a mental clarity.
I put it in like smoothies.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really, really good.
Yeah, it's really, really good. You don't have much of a regimen either, do you? Vitamins and whatnot.
I have like a men's multi gummy.
Yeah.
Men's health, whatever.
Ultimately, I think a lot of it is if you think it works for you.
That's what I was going to say about Aaron Rodgers.
That maybe all that it takes is it's convincing yourself that something is helping you and it changes your mentality.
When I, a couple years ago, somebody had given me a vape, and it was a CBD only. There was no THC in it, just CBD to calm you down.
Big bomba class before busting on my head.
And then you turned into that. Fast fingers from Polly. for the win.
That may be the best drop you've ever hit in your life, my man. The timing of that was unbelievable. Holy crap, dude. Tip your hat, Paul Rindle.
Makes up for not listening about the Joe
Flacco
headline earlier.
I'm so mad the moments. I want to live it again. It was that good. Holy crap.
God
dang.
Was he just rolling around with a vape?
That was in the, so I would hit it in the dugout before an at bat. And I would... And I'd go up to the plate, and I was all calm and relaxed. I was mashing that year. I hit like 500 that year. So, and then I burned through it, and I couldn't find it
again. CBD is something people swear by. I've tried it. I don't notice anything. I just don't.
Yeah.
But if you think you do, you're like, I feel a little relaxed and loose. Yeah. It feels good.
Yeah. It's interesting, man.
All that matters.
God dang, that was a good drop. Holy crap, man.
Whew. Orthodox Evans swears by oregano oil.
Oregano, I've heard of that too.
Oregano oil.
I've tried in the past apple cider vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that one.
Yep. I take the apple cider vinegar gummies.
Someone just needs to come up with one, like the multivitamin with everything.
Yeah.
Cayenne pepper, oregano oil. Coffee with butter. It's all just in one giant pill that you take every day.
Yeah, because it is. My regimen is a bit annoying. I'm going to tell you right now. It's a bit annoying.
And expensive.
Yep.
All right, we need to talk about Alex Rodriguez, we were just informed of what happened on last night's World Series broadcast.
And let me say this, right out of the chute, it is more... all right, go ahead. Check traffic, and I'll read you the tweet.
All right, after the check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
So one thing I learned pretty early in this business, Benny, is that nobody has super original thoughts or takes. We come in, we talk about the game we saw last night. Every now and then you may say something that somebody goes, holy crap, man, that was so insightful, right?
I never thought of it that way.
Thanks for making me see it the other way. One thing I learned pretty early is that it's more than okay to get on, like when we started over at the old station, it was absolutely okay to get on the air and say, I can't believe what I was listening to Darren yesterday, and Darren said this. And he had this take, and I agree with it or I disagree with it. What you couldn't do was listen to Darren's show and then get on the air and give the exact same take he gave the day before. I think it's more than okay to say, Craig Elston said this, and I thought it was great, or I thought it was bad, whatever. I've heard some of our takes on other shows. It's, without getting credit, it's a weird feeling to hear. This is insane. I did not know about this. Adam clued us in. Check this out. So yesterday at 8:28 p.m., I guess that's New York time. Let's see. Mike Francesa. We all know Mike Francesa. Says, tonight is an annoyance for Dodgers. Pressure starts if and when they leave the Bronx without the trophy. 15 minutes later, on the broadcast, here's Alex Rodriguez.
Tonight, Kevin, is an annoyance for the LA Dodgers. The pressure begins if they get on that plane without the commissioner's trophy.
Oh.
And at that point, if it gets there, look out.
That's
he put it in his own words.
He did.
I mean,
he added some
Mike
words.
Mike Francesa said, tonight is an annoyance for Dodgers.
Tonight, Kevin, is an annoyance for the LA Dodgers.
LA. Okay, so he's added Kevin and L.A.
Next line from the tweet.
Pressure starts if and when.
The pressure begins. If they get on that plane.
If they forgot when.
But he did say begins instead of starts, which changes things
correct.
A little bit.
Totally
begins
different.
And starts are totally different words.
Dun, 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 dun.
Without the commissioner's trophy.
And he didn't say
and
anything
at that
about
point, if it gets there,
trophy.
Look out.
He just said without the Mike Francesa just said without the trophy.
What
not trophy
is he talking
trophy.
About? No, we don't know.
Bro.
Alex added a little bit to that. The name of the trophy.
Yeah, he didn't steal it.
Change starts to begins and added LA to Dodgers.
He didn't steal it. It was a cover, as I Need Money says. That is so
And then
funny.
He did went on and said, and I'm reading this tweet directly from Mike Francesa's account. No, never mentioned that.
No, never say. And you know, it would have been okay to say. I saw a tweet earlier. You guys all know Mike Francesa, and I loved what he said. He said, this is actually an annoyance for the Dodgers because if they get right, there's no problem with doing that. But
New York radio legend Mike Francesa was spot on when he said.
And while it still would be very wrong to do, if you saw someone who had like 7 followers tweeted it and it wasn't retweeted and then make it into your own, at least you're not going to get caught. But when you're reading someone who is a staple in New York media and you are covering a New York Yankees World Series game, you got to imagine that a lot of people have seen this tweet and it's going to sound very familiar when you repeat it almost word for word on the national television broadcast.
Now, I do wonder, too, if I were to come in here every day and just read your tweets, would you, Paulie, do you think he would even pick up on it? Because I don't think he listens to me very much anyway. So if I just came in and were reading, I was reading his tweets verbatim. But you don't live tweet games like you used to. Well, it's not Aztecs basketball season.
True.
During the Aztecs basketball season, Paulie, I'm going to do this bit and see if he can pick up on it. This dude will sit in an Aztecs game. He'll send 75 tweets during an Aztecs game. About on an average. Baseball, I can't get you tweeted twice.
I used to tweet more live stuff during the Padres, and then I just kept getting people who tweeted back going, yeah, we're watching. You don't need to tweet. And I think with the Aztecs, not as many people are watching, so I feel like my tweets are more important when I send them. Like, oh, really? That happened? That's like, oh, that's cool. Like, okay, that makes a difference.
It's amazing, man. You know, we're the flagship of the Padres.
I do, but that's why everyone's already watching the Padres. I don't really need to say anything about it.
But I like your pithy dialogue, mostly.
Mostly.
Well, last night you said Dodgers should lose on purpose to see if Freddie can keep his home run streak going tomorrow. They lost, so we can now see if Freddie Freeman can keep that streak
going. I'd be happy to try to run that back again tonight. Freddie, go ahead, go deep.
Lose.
Yankees win again. See if they can make it then 8 in a row in game 6. It's a great streak. If he can get it all the way to, what would it be, 9 in a row at the end of the World Series, that would be incredible. Greatest accomplishments in sports history to homer in all 7 games of a World Series.
It'd be insane.
It would also mean that the World Series would go 7 games, which
I'll sign up for it today.
None of us is turning down at this point. Yeah. So happy if that comes true.
Excited for tonight. Should be a really, really good one. Gerrit Cole has started 6 do or die win or go home games. His team has won only 2 of them. So, again, kind of stacked. The Yankees are massive favorites tonight. I don't really know why.
I think
New York, I guess, is the only.
I think this is an easy game to manage if you're Aaron Boone and Gerrit Cole. Is it all Gerrit Cole like?
100%.
You just let him. You really want to let him go deep into the game because you used a lot of your bullpen yesterday, and you want length from Gerrit Cole. You
and
want
girth.
Dominance.
And
you
girth.
You need dominance too. Now, if Gerrit Cole struggles at all, then Aaron Boone has a real dilemma. Because if you feel like, he's not great, and like we're in the 4th inning, and it's, well, but my bullpen is not nearly as, rested and ready. I don't want to make this a bullpen game against the Dodgers. I want Gerrit Cole to be going deep and setting us up for the victory. You could have a real dilemma on your hands. Because obviously you're eliminated if you lose, so you can't just go, well, Garrett, you go out and wear it and give up 6 runs
right.
If you don't have it. You can't.
Yeah.
But you can't
what
have a quick trigger either.
Do you go high leverage bullpen? Like, do you bring in Carlos Rodon? Like,
what? If
Cole doesn't have it, I mean, how do you? You have go, to. You have 2 more games you hope to play, but you don't. Nothing's guaranteed. You got to win tonight.
You absolutely empty the tank if you're Aaron Boone tonight.
Figure it out.
And then figure it out.
See, now the one thing that was clear is the people who had the opinion that Gerrit Cole should have gone yesterday were dead wrong.
Dead wrong.
You were dead wrong.
Yep.
The Yankees had the right strategy against a punt. A punt.
A punt.
Which is what Dave Roberts did in
no
that
question.
Game. I'm sure he would have loved to have won it with his back
B
of the team, bullpen
yeah.
guys, B team. They punted. The next time you get mad that the Padres are kind of punting game 72 of the regular season,
remember,
I'm going to remind you that Dave Roberts punted a World Series game because he still thought that was his best chance to win the World Series in the long run.
And 2. And 2 in against the Mets.
And 2 in the NLCS.
Yeah, man.
So you can never be mad about occasionally having to kind of punt a regular season game when teams have to do it even in the most important games in the playoffs.
No question. No question about it, man. Should be an interesting one tonight. And, if they can get off to a good start against Flaherty, you let Cole lock in if he can. I mean, that first inning, dude, the first inning against the Dodgers with them being on the road is just the most nauseous. Have they scored in the first inning in every game, it feels? feels like. It's nauseating having to navigate those guys.
Obviously, you know, best case scenario for the Yankees. But if Cole comes out in the first inning, gets through the top three in the order, which they've had trouble doing in the first inning, and then in the bottom of the inning, Judge and or Soto does something like home run, I would think the momentum could be quite a large shift in the series at that point. The Yankees will have a lot of confidence thinking, okay, now we got some runs on the board, we got our guy on the mound, and we can push this thing back to L.A., where the Dodgers could get very tight very quickly.
Man, hope they win.
Still, the Dodgers are series favorites by a large margin.
It's tough
to win three in a row against a team as good as the Dodgers.
No question, man. But you don't have to win three in a row. You just have to win one.
Just have to win one.
I love the message Boone gave the team last night. Because you can't win four games tonight. You can't. It's literally impossible. So don't try. Don't try to win four games tonight. Shorten your swings. Do whatever you got to do. Play in the moment. Austin Wells' comments of, I just said F it. You know, I don't care. Like, I don't care. Let's go.
And I think the Yankees will still be somewhat loose tonight as well. All right, that's it for us. Annie and Elston coming up next. We will be back to celebrate some Halloween.
Yeah, buddy.
Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for Paulina Woods. I'm Ben. Have a great rest of your Wednesday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan.